Mark?
I want to follow up on Matt's line of reasoning, specifically that each of us say what we always say. And what I always say is, in an era where I think we all believe that the future of breast cancer therapy will be determined by the identification, validation, and exploitation of novel therapeutic targets, why are we spending our time, effort, and resources in asking chemotherapy A versus chemotherapy B questions without any component of molecular analysis to hone in on, you know, chemotherapy is targeted therapy as well. We should well be able to identify precise expression profiles or genotypes or phenotypes that are specific for each of these components and just get it over with. So I can't understand why we even do these studies instead of using these valuable patient resources and tumor cohorts for target discovery and validation research instead.
Amand, you want to comment on that? And also the issue of the use of preoperative therapy to try to address Mark's issue in terms of finding tissue predictors of response. What do you think about trials like B38, trying to compare dose dense to TAC?
I think inside the context of clinical trial, I support research as long as there are well-planned outcomes, and it doesn't matter whether the data is going to come out positive or negative, it provides very useful information. But the thing is that a lot of times we do these kind of things as a practice, and I have serious reservation about that type of approach. I think doing it in a research setting, it is very appropriate.